be seated. May the peace of God be with you all. Since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, where he is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Amen. Our theme for reflection this morning is set your heart on things above. Set your heart on things above. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together today in your presence. As we gather to learn and to grow in your word, O Lord, we invite your spirit to dwell amongst us. Lord, your word instructs us to set our hearts on things above, not on earthly things. We confess that so often our minds and desires are distracted by the cares of this world. But today we choose to lift our eyes to you, our Savior, our hope, and our source of true life. Open our hearts to receive your word with humility and faith. Help us to desire what pleases you and to align our thoughts, actions, and priorities with the things that are eternal. May everything we talk about today draw us closer to Christ and deepen our love for him. Be glorified in this gathering, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. People of God, I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine that you have planned to go on a vacation to a place that you've always desired to be. You've set up your mind to go on a vacation to a place you've never been. And you have bought your ticket. You have made all the plans. Where would your mind be? You start imagining, right? You start imagining the place, how it's going to be, how you're going to be enjoying yourself, how you're going to be having fun, the places you're going to visit and all that. Every day you wake up, you'll be thinking about it until you go to the destination. Amen. Our hearts are like compasses. They point towards where our treasure is or where we treasure most. And Paul reminds us of this in Colossians 3, 1-4, that as believers raised with Christ, our focus should no longer be tied to the feelings about things of this world, but must be anchored in the eternal reality of Christ's kingdom. To set our hearts on things above means to live with heaven's perspective, valuing what God values, pursuing holiness, and seeking Christ above all things. This doesn't mean that we neglect our earthly responsibilities, but rather it means approaching them with a transformed mindset, knowing that our work, our relationships, and even our struggles can bring glory to God when they are rooted in him. When Christ becomes our ultimate desire, our priorities shift. Our decisions change. And our lives begin to reflect the hope of eternity. As believers, we are called to shift our hearts and our minds from earthly distractions to heavenly realities. We need to have spiritual focus. Our hearts represent our desires and our affections and our will. Matthew 6:21 says, where your treasure is, there also your heart would be. Set your heart on things above means to long for, to pursue, to treasure what is eternal. Setting our heart on things above requires intentional living. See, we live in a technological age. So we sit in our cars today and we put the address in our GPS and our GPS takes us there. Hallelujah. In the same way, if we are to set our hearts on things above, we have to live intentionally. That means you program your mind about heavenly things. Hallelujah. And that's what's going to take you there. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You set your mind, you program your mind on things above. And that's what's going to get you there. We need to set our hearts on things above because we have been risen with Christ. We are risen with Christ. We have been raised with Christ. Our identity has changed. Romans 6:4 says, we were buried with him that we too may live a new life. We live resurrected lives. Our desires should reflect heaven. Our focus is where Jesus is. Not where the world is, but where Jesus is. And Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father. You know what that means, right hand means? Right hand means power. Right hand means authority. It symbolizes victory. Your true security, your true value and identity are in Christ, not in the achievements of this world, not in the status that you have in society, and certainly not earthly things. We must always have eternal perspective. Christ is our life. We shouldn't forget that as Christians. Philippians 3:20 tells us that our citizenship is in heaven. One day we will appear before him in glory. Amen? We must prioritize the kingdom in our lives. Our decisions in finances, our time, our careers, our relationships are made through the lens of heaven. That's how we must see things. We need to guard our hearts and our minds if we are to get to that final destination. We need to beware not to be consumed by materialism, by fame, by politics, by social media. Social media should not define us. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to the things of this world, but be ye transformed. We must live here as pilgrims. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. We are strangers and exiles on earth. And therefore, we must practice heavenly virtues. compassion. We must practice humility. We must practice forgiveness. We must practice love. These are things above. Hallelujah. If you set your heart on things above, these are the virtues that you must practice. Beloved, as I bring my message to a close, I want you to reflect on a couple of things. Where is your heart truly this morning? Where is your heart? What dominates your thoughts? Is it about how to get to that brother, how to get to that sister? Or is it about knowing Christ the more? Is it about getting closer to Him? What dominates your priorities? What dominates your pursuits in life? God is calling us. He's calling us to realign our hearts with Him, to set our hearts on things above. And that's what we must do. That's our call as Christians, to set our hearts on things above. Amen. Let us pray. Oh, Sovereign Lord, we thank you for raising us with Christ and giving us a new life that is hidden in you. Lord, help us to set our hearts and minds on things above. Help us to treasure eternal things more than temporary distractions. Teach us to live as citizens of heaven, walking daily in love, faith, and hope. May our lives reflect your glory, and may we never lose sight of the day when we will appear with Christ in glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.